Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Sound.
Town.
Sound.
Town.
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 Town. We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, there was a tease earlier in the show about a big celebrity birthday today, and although it's the same as another key rocker, somehow this one seems less believable to me. Happy 79th birthday today to Mick Jagger.
What a drag it is getting old.
But
it doesn't seem surprising to me.
Really? You feel it? Because he's still...
I don't feel like Mick is youthful.
Well, no,
I think
but
Mick,
when's
Mick
the last time you watched him perform? Well, he is thin. But he still puts on a hell of a show. And that's the thing. He doesn't... Because to me, growing up, 79 was like a great grandparent. You know? And it's... I didn't see my dad's grandfather doing it.
I think it's great. I think it's great. More power to him. I'm closer to that age than anybody on the show. So I get it. I understand it. It just, to me, sometimes makes me a little depressed that we don't have a pipeline... with one after the other after the other. I wish the megastars kept coming fast and furious past the 60s and 70s and into the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. And we just don't.
You're right.
We just don't have that. We have movie stars. We have reality stars. We have influencers. We don't have the mega musical stars in the same numbers that we used to.
Do we have movie stars anymore in the numbers that we had even 20 years ago?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Probably not. I don't know what it is. But
I don't either.
It might be the fact that we have access to so much content in so many different ways.
But I think one thing that's very telling, if you watch any, like you're on TikTok. TikTok.
Internet.
Bitcoin. Thank you, Pony.
Thank you. Thanks, Pony.
All the impressionists now do like the same five current people because there's no personalities to make fun of that everyone knows. You look back to the 60s, everyone did a million movie stars because everyone had a persona. I think it's that culture is just sort of going away.
I'm going to blaspheme a little bit here right now because I've been doing, you know, with my little bunny trailing and my YouTube hopping, I've been doing a lot of old school like Frank and Dean
stuff.
Dean. That got old, even looking at it a few times. That Drunky McDrunk again bit sometimes, you know,
he also did, like,
where am I? What room am I in? Hey, he did that. And now do you think that was he cold sober when he would do all that stuff?
Rumor has it, yes, until the very end after
S-faced when he'd come out.
But also, know this, you can listen to, like, the Rat Pack in 1960, and then check out a bootleg of like a 1985 Dean Martin Vegas show.
And he's really effed up in 85,
the
right?
The act doesn't change.
Yeah.
The act is the same.
Yeah, but he seemed really just, you know, doing that kind of dancing thing that he does.
Oh,
with
that was big on the TV show.
You're right. Yeah. It was just, hello there.
As a tribute to Mick Jagger, I think you're going to enjoy this. I found through Twitter, actually a client here at Podville Media sent me this. Ann Pasmanic sent me this. They had video footage, actually film footage, of the Stones. I'd never seen this recording Sympathy for the Devil.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that the background, hoo-hoo, was actually the entire band and another guy and a girl singing at the same time as Mick was laying down the vocal. This is an isolated track of all the vocals. Charlie Watts is there, but not singing, although it appears that Keith is singing at Charlie to make fun of him. But this is just great to hear the vocals so up front. This is when they recorded Sympathy for the Devil.
So please let me introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I lay traps for troubadours who get killed before they reach Bombay. Pleased to meet y'all now. Hope you guess my name. Yeah. Oh, what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Yeah. Get down.
When you hear the woo-woo by itself, it's kind of silly, isn't it?
It's interesting to hear Mick's vocals. They sound Boy, it's such a tribute to rhythm and blues, right?
Yeah.
To the old blues artists down south, the African-American blues artists from down south. It's really interesting. Did you see the viral picture that went on with Keith Richards, and he's sitting in front of a little baby, and the caption is, Keith Richards teaching Willie Nelson how to play the guitar. I thought that
so
was
great.
Pretty funny.
So great.
Really, really fun.
All right, Mike. Not so great for New York City pastor. His name is Lamour Whitehead. He's Bishop Lamour Whitehead.
This is the guy that got ripped off?
Yeah, he was streaming a service, and they stole, he estimates, $400,000 worth of jewelry. I think it might be a little higher. But here it is, the actual moment of the robbery and him commenting about it afterwards.
All right, right, right. All right, right.
He's getting down on the ground.
They, took my watch, took my jewelry, took my bishop's ring, took my wedding band, and then they took my bishop's cross. It was hundreds of thousands of dollars in jewelry that was taken from me. God will avenge. I don't have to do anything. God will avenge.
Might say that God was avenging something when he got the stuff stolen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about wearing $400,000 worth of jewelry,
yeah,
it's you're probably asking for it to a degree. If
I don't
you're,
know. I like the bishop's ring was really good looking.
By the way, the bishop appeared to be like 28 years old, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he seriously did. And it was just kind of interesting, when you see that, I've never been a big believer in showing the bling when you're in the pulpit. For God's sake. Sorry.
I don't know. Does it have anything to do with your upbringing?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. It's when Father McDonald wore galoshes to my father's funeral.
Well, we also.
Effer.
We're just coming. We're coming off of one of the fanciest popes we've ever had. Now we've got a people's pope, which is nice.
We're having the. We had the Pope Benedict, right? That wore the red slippers.
And a lot of fur-lined things.
Yeah, he was a nad. Anyway.
All right. That'll be in the Arlington Catholic Herald tomorrow. Mike O'Mara says. Pope Benedict was a nad.
He was the new guy. Pope Francis is a good dude.
I like
right?
him. I do, yeah.
He's going.
And he looks like Uncle June.
He's apologizing. Uncle June. Thank you. He's apologizing to indigenous people.
Yes.
He's going around with an apology tour and in a wheelchair.
Stop it.
I'm okay. Sorry.
Mike, if you were in a boat wearing your relief band and you saw a piglet struggling in the ocean, would you rescue it?
Oh, that is a difficult. Because they're probably really cute.
Yeah, they're
right?
adorable.
Well, this you're in the sea.
Yeah,
and there's a piglet.
Yeah, unexplained. This is the sound of a piglet being rescued by a man who spotted him in the ocean.
Hey, is that my guy?
The piglet is fine. As a matter of
how many people are on the boat, for God's sake?
He was surrounded by a couple people. You know.
Can you play that again, please?
Sure, sure.
Hey, is that my guy?
And Mike, I think that he's a hero, but you know who else is a hero?
Who's that?
The pig.
Piglet, we realize you are a hero.
Oh, I've never done anything great.
Well, of course you have.
That's
shut up, bear. Sterling Holloway, right? Who did you say shut up to?
Oh, the
what
bear.
Was that?
It's a bear.
Pooh Bear?
Yeah.
Pooh
Bear. He annoys me.
The scatological Pooh Bear.
Yeah. Yeah. You know he asses himself.
By the way, it's on my list of 250. It's on my list of 250.
What's that?
Oh, Pooh.
I think actually that is a fake Sterling Holloway.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, okay. I think. Because it's too. Well, listen again. It's almost too Pooh Bear. It's almost too over the edge.
Piglet, we realize you are a hero.
Yeah, that's not.
I've never done anything great.
Well, of course you have.
And then they made vicious pig bear love.
Yes. All right. Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes
exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
TMOS Classic.
Ticketmaster is a buddy of mine was talking about. In fact, he referred to Bruce Springsteen as that effing liberal.
Oh, dear.
Because he wanted to go see Springsteen. They are defending, Ticketmaster is, their new dynamic pricing program. That's the one that made some tickets to the new Bruce Springsteen tour cost up to $5,000.
It's indefensible. You can't defend this.
Here's what they're saying. Tickets like that with so-called variable prices only represent 11.2% of the overall tickets sold. That's a lot.
That's a huge amount. That's more than 10%.
This Ticketmaster is saying this. While 88.2% were sold at fixed prices that ranged from $59.50 to $399 before added service fees, of course.
Do you realize $59 is for the worst seat at a venue of the size he's playing?
This is your
horrible wheelhouse.
Baby,
I don't know
anything about this.
It's horrible, and it's happened so fast. It wasn't that long ago that people were astounded that the Eagles broke the $100 mark for the best seats. $100. $100 for the best seats in a venue. Now, $59 gets you the worst seat in a venue, and that's not okay.
1.3, according to Ticketmaster, 1.3 of all tickets sold for the tour so far have gone for more than $1,000. That's what it is. Now, 1% is a different number. But when you talk about the amount of seats that would be, orchestra, great, on the floor,
yeah, exactly.
Right, that type of thing?
I imagine, I think it's a stadium tour, so that's going to be, they'll block off one side of the stadium. And then that'll be the ground seats right there, right in front of it on the field. That'll be probably what it's at.
So what are they doing? Why are they saying it's to fight scalpers? I don't get the whole $5,000 tickets on Ticketmaster.
Because
explain
that
to me.
They always say that when they do something that's a jerk move. It's to fight scalpers. We're protecting you. You're not protecting me by charging $5,000.
So they are selling on Ticketmaster some tickets over $5,000.
I'm sure. They're calling it dynamic pricing, and from what I understand it, it's a supply and demand thing. The tickets that are most desired, the people that are most seeking out these tickets, then the prices go up. They weren't set at a certain number, but when a lot of people wanted them, they went up, and that's not okay. It's all crap.
Really.
Always has been.
Rob, this next story is for you specifically.
Thank you.
And I don't mean to point out what we talk about seemingly endlessly on this podcast. Do you ever struggle to open pickle jars?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's a good thing. According to a study, that could be a sign that you're dying.
I've never been better.
Research out of Austria has found that weak hand grip strength may signal more serious health issues like heart problems, lung issues, and even a lower life expectancy. It's complicated, but basically hand grip strength can be a quick and inexpensive way to assess overall muscle strength. Pony, do you have any trouble with jars?
Only with my left hand. My right is super strong.
Yeah, he's not grabbing pickle jars, Mike.
Muscle strength has proven to be a fairly accurate. indicator.
This man will live forever.
How about choking to death? The study basically created different ranges of strength that can be measured and then compared it to, whatever.
I eat a lot of pickles and I never have trouble. It's one of my go-to snacks now.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
Rumors have been swirling that Unilever was discontinuing the Klondike Choco Taco.
I've seen that it's
Choco Taco.
No, it's
Choco Taco.
Chico Tico.
The Choco Taco, 38 years. We've had that. I like it. I've had them.
It's great.
A 38-year run, and now they've apparently confirmed it. In a statement, Klondike said, we're always updating our product portfolio to create new, exciting innovations.
Every 38 years, we update it.
That reflect consumer preferences and trends. Nobody doesn't like a Choco Taco.
Come on. Yeah.
A necessary but unfortunate part of this process is that we sometimes discontinue products in order to ensure we can offer the best variety nationwide. So a lot of people knew this was coming. This isn't exactly a huge shock for plugged-in Choco Taco enthusiasts. They knew it. I don't know how they knew it, but... Oh, yeah. Earlier this year, they discontinued the 4-pack.
The what? The 4-pack has been
sometimes the news just makes me laugh because it's... Earlier this year, they discontinued the Klondike Choco Taco 4-pack.
Don't you recall what happened in May?
Oh, God.
Do you they did a study, and the Choco Taco has the same amount of meat in it as a Taco Bell steak soft taco.
The Choco Taco was invented in Philly, in Philadelphia, in the early 1980s. Didn't know it was that young. By
Tim Sabian.
A man named Alan Drazen.
Oh.
It was first available in ice cream trucks and convenience stores in 84. And then it debuted in supermarkets in 1996. But wait. Let's hold off on the full eulogy.
Uh-oh, what? You have more details?
It's very possible that this is one of those free publicity things. Well, now they tell me at the end of the story after
then
I get done
reading. Then it's tainted, Mike. This news is tainted.
That's where a product is discontinued. Fans freak out and launch online petitions and stuff. And then the company brings it back at some point with a bunch of fanfare. We'll have to wait and see if
that was the plan that brought us New Coke and Classic Coke. In the day, they never intended for Coke to go away.
All right, well, we'll have to wait and see. I like the product. I hope they bring it back. And now a little something.
4-pack though.
Oh sure, eat them all at one sitting. The Walmart Supercenter in West Helena, Arkansas, is almost always bustling with folks buying essentials or having prescriptions filled. Thursday, however, one customer got an unexpected and frightening response from a longtime well-known pharmacist when she came to pick up her infant daughter's medicine. The woman did not want to talk about the incident, but her mother does. Here's what the mother says, quote,
"She had just given the name of her daughter to pick up the prescription, and his words were, 'You're a demon, and I'm going to effing kill you.'"
Oh, no.
That's Laura Wheeler, Rob. That's a lady named Laura Wheeler.
A well-known pharmacist.
According to Laura Wheeler's daughter, the pharmacist started trashing the pharmacy, threw objects at the pharmacy's plexiglass windows, and then took his unexplained rampage into the main part of the store.
Oh, that's not okay.
"Everyone was running," Wheeler said. "He was still cussing and kicking things.
Cussing?
We don't know what was going on with him."
Police confirmed they were called to the Walmart just after noon, so this is a midday incident, a report of a subject having a violent episode and that multiple people received minor injuries. The pharmacist was taken into custody, and he is on a 72-hour hold while the investigation continues and charges are determined.
Okay.
The pharmacist was finally identified as a Mr. Gower and apparently was just informed by telegram that his son had been killed in World War II. Thank you very much.
What happened to Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules?
I don't know. Something happened terribly at that Walmart.
TMOS Classic.
This is Steven. I'm calling you from Online PC Care, and it's a checkup call for your computer, okay?
And who are you looking for?
Carrie Harrell.
That's me.
Yes. So, sir, nowadays, you might have noticed that the computer is running slow sometimes, right?
Well, the computer doesn't run at all. It stays in one place. I mean, it walks a little bit, but that's it.
Oh, sir, you got any problem in the computer?
Yes, I do.
So could you tell me, please, what type of problem you're facing?
Yes, the computer, it's trust issues. I don't trust my computer.
You don't trust your computer? Why, sir? It's your computer. You do own the computer. You spent money for the computer, sir. So why you're not believing it?
I don't know. I think it's doing some surfing the web behind my back. Do you know my computer opened its own Facebook account?
No.
And last week I caught my computer tweeting. I don't even know what that is. But another problem I have is it's very slow when it's surfing the internet.
Whenever you go online, it takes longer time to connect with the internet, right?
Right, and I've done everything I can to make it faster. I've made the cord shorter. I've turned down the air conditioning.
Yes, sir.
I paid my electricity bill 2 months in advance, and nothing seems to help.
Yes, sir. I'm calling you to check it out, sir, why you are facing the problem, okay?
Okay, and your name was Peter?
Steven. My name
Steven,
is Steven,
right. Thank you, Steven. I'm really glad. It's nice when a lovely young lady like yourself can call me and help me out, because I'm homebound. I don't get out a lot.
So, sir, right now, can you go in front of the computer?
Can I go inside the computer? No, the thing is too small. Or do you just want me to sit at the computer?
We can help you, but before that, you need to go in front of the computer.
Okay, I'm in front of the computer right now.
Okay, sir. So now,
do you need to know what kind of computer it is?
Sir, you got a Windows computer, right?
Sure. It's built by IBM, International Business Machines. It's a rocket ship.
Okay, sir. So, sir, when you see all of your icons, just let me know, okay?
Right now! Now I see them now. Okay, there they are.
Okay. Now have a look on the keyboard, okay?
Okay, this is a keyboard I'm looking at, and it seems to have almost every letter on it. I see Q, W, E, R,
sir.
T.
Sir, you need to press something, right? I'm going to tell you.
Y. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, I've got the keyboard. And your name was Harold?
No, Steven.
Steven, okay, I'm looking at the keyboard.
On the left hand, bottom corner on the keyboard, you can see CTRL.
Yes, that stands for Catterall.
Just beside the CTRL, do you see the four-flag Windows logo key?
Yes. Oh, my God, look at that. I've never seen that. Honey, look at this.
You need to press the Windows key and hold it down.
Okay.
And the meanwhile, press the letter R. R as in Robert.
R as in what?
R as in Robert.
How do you spell Robert? Now, I press them both at the same time?
Yes, simultaneously, yes.
Okay, are you ready? Here we go.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. You got...
Ow! Ow! Oh, it shocked me. What are you doing to me, Peter?
Sir, it's a plastic keyboard, you know? So there is no...
Well, don't tell me it's plastic, because I just shocked... And what's your name again? Is it Peter?
My name is Steven.
Steven, you killed me.
Sir.
You're trying to kill me over there.
Sir, why are you joking with me, sir?
I'm not joking. Electricity is not a joke. But I do have a joke for you if you want to hear it. Do you like jokes?
Sir, it's a plastic keyboard. There is no chance to shock, you know?
And I'm looking at my keyboard. I think it might be metal because it's very shiny. Let me turn it over. Hold on. Yeah, it's stainless steel. Listen to it. Listen. You hear that?
Yes.
That's metal, bitch.
Okay. Okay, you don't need to touch the keyboard, okay? Touch the keyboard.
I have a keyboard touching stick that I could use.
So it's a metal keyboard or a plastic keyboard?
It's made of stainless steel. There's some jewels on it, but I was touching the metal part.
Okay. Now have a look on the screen, okay?
Yes.
So on the left hand, bottom corner on the screen, do you see start?
I do.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Click on start.
Okay, I have a touch screen, so I'm going to touch it, okay?
Click on start with the mouse.
Can you say that again?
With the help of mouse, click on start.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Clicking on.
Hold it. Should the computer be smoking?
No.
Because there's smoke. Thick, black, acrid smoke coming out of the back of my computer. Coming from my computer. Maybe I should.
It's smoke?
Yes. A lot of it. It happened when I shocked myself.
So what you're talking about, sir?
What? I can't hear you. It's getting dark.
Sir, just hold on a second, sir.
Okay.
Okay, let me...
I'm going to open a window, okay?
Okay?
Is that okay, Philip? Your name is Philip, right? Hello? Peter? Hello? Well, I guess that's that. And if you're listening at home, don't worry. There never was any smoke. But I did shock the hell out of my finger.
TMOS Classic.
I don't know whether it's the time of year or where I go with looking online, but this I will present this to you and to everybody here. I probably shouldn't, and I have not engaged enough to be an authority on this particular subject, but I know that it is a concern around the United States, and I have to ask, what is the deal? What is the real deal with monkeypox? And I want to preface what I'm going to say when I'm talking about monkeypox.
Yes.
I want to make sure that I am not attempting to do anything politically correct here, incorrect.
Right,
here.
Right.
That sounded, that was Freudian right there.
Yeah, do you want
to, I'm not attempting to do anything.
Again? Yeah, yeah.
But if someone, Pony, if you could bring up an article with the information, just correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm really flying a little bit, blindly here.
Okay.
I've scratched the surface. Maybe that's not the right term to use. I've done a little bit of research on this, but not enough. Where last night, paying deep attention to the news reporter, correct me if I'm wrong, this is now becoming a bit of a thing in the United States and the world.
Growing.
Where there's enough of it to be mildly concerned. It is also treatable.
Yeah.
With a vaccine. And then the last thing was that, correct me if I'm wrong, this is spread in many cases by male-to-male sexual content. Is that accurate?
That is what I read. And remember, folks, if you really want to get to the bottom of a medical situation, we talked about monkeypox 3 weeks ago on this show, and we stay ahead of it. We have our finger on the pulse of the medical
community. I don't know enough about it. But I don't know enough about it.
But we had pictures, I remember, pictures of the pox.
It's pretty nasty
very
looking.
Very nasty, yeah. And it is preventable and controllable, I believe, if measures are taken. But I do remember that at least when it started to become a thing, it was oftentimes spread male to male. That was the primary
concern. And here's where I get into trouble.
Okay.
Because I would think, okay, if you are talking about... if you're talking about male-to-male contact, that there would be a particular variety of activities, and I hear it's close contact.
Yes,
that's what spreads this close cut. You better help me a little
so,
bit here,
like,
and stop going into quiet Rob because your cheeks are flushing and you're starting to get uncomfortable.
No, I'm just letting you say your piece. So I would think that wrestlers would be at risk. People that are the close contact.
No, I don't think you're correct in that. Pony, have you found anything on this?
I have. It looks like it's generally spread through close contact with a rash on an infected person or touching items such as clothing that previously touched the infectious rash or body fluids.
So I'm guessing this is sort of an oozing rash.
Yes. I mean, it can be.
Yeah. That's if you scratch it, Mike. Don't scratch your monkeypox.
Specifically, then, if that's the case, how come, and I'm serious, I'm not trying to be funny.
No.
I'm trying to find out what the deal is. Then why is it spread? Why did they specify male-to-male sexual contact?
Hate
to be a rube.
No.
I hate to be a rube, but I mean, I really don't know what, because you could have an oozing rash on a...
yes,
Rob,
on anybody.
Do not make me laugh here. You could have an oozing rash.
Yes.
You could have an oozing rash on a person of the opposite sex.
That's true.
And spread the monkeypox.
Absolutely. It has to do with the same reason that HIV spread so readily through gay populations in the 80s, was because generally they're not wearing protection as often. And
are you talking about, you mean as down there?
Yes, exactly. That's one of the avenues that it can spread.
Sure.
This was singled out on the news report. I'm going to look it up.
All right. All right. Very good.
I'm going to look it up. Talk amongst yourself, you assholes. Thank you very much.
What is, there's no need for all that.
Because I'm trying to deal with a you know, all right, monkeypox spread.
There you are.
What is behind the sudden international spread of the virus may be exploiting a change in population behavior and increased global travel, but it can still be stopped. All right. The virus appears to have gotten lucky and has hit parts of the population where people have been in close contact with it. But men and women are in close contact with each other,
you're absolutely right. I mean, we've found nothing so far that would make it comment to the fact that we have both heard that it is primarily spread male to male. And maybe has that changed since monkeypox first?
Scientists are racing to find out more about monkeypox. When was this written? Hold on, because they've got new stuff. I don't want to do anything that's dated. I'll get in trouble. That's May 2022.
Wrong.
No. You will get nothing, sir. Good day.
Good day.
I have to move on.
Good day.
Here right now. By the way, whenever you do a deep dive on stuff, do you notice that like the first few hits that you get when you Google something are normally websites that seem to be just created half an hour ago?
And it's all sponsored content. They want you to get their monkeypox information.
CDC, less than a month ago.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go. Direct contact with the infectious. All right. Monkeypox spreads in different ways. The virus can spread from person to person through direct contact with infectious rash, scabs,
Mike,
or body fluids.
Oh,
now
okay.
We're getting somewhere.
Right on. Okay.
Respiratory secretions during prolonged face-to-face contact. Would that be kissing?
Yeah, or talking to the Harley owners group.
Or during intimate physical contact, such as respiratory secretions.
Well, I think
face-to-face contact
talking,
is talking to people.
Talking.
Or during intimate physical contact, such as kissing, cuddling, or sex.
Okay.
Touching items such as clothing or linens, as Pony mentioned, that previously touched the infection. Pregnant people can spread the virus to their fetus. That's not good.
No.
Through the placenta. It's also possible for people to get monkeypox from infected animals. That's not good either.
Oh, no.
Either by being scratched or bitten by the animal or by preparing or eating meat. Jesus, this is getting scarier. Or eating meat or using products from an infected animal. Monkeypox can spread from the time symptoms start until the rash is fully healed and a fresh layer of skin has formed. The illness typically lasts 2 to 4 weeks.
Now, I'll be the rube. Did it come from monkeys? If they talk about it being spread from animals, did it come from monkeys?
You might want to ask your friend.
Pony, any word on that? If it came from like a monkey or any sort of simian creature?
I would imagine the original source would be a monkey, but it's really hard to say considering the fact that we're like so closely related to monkeys.
Well, you speak for yourself.
Hey, monk.
I'm trying to say who's nope, that's not going to work. I'm trying to find out, guys. I really am because you guys haven't looked at it, and I want to find out. Let's see. That's not going to work for me.
I think it's been around for a while. I think it has a history, but we've seen the uptick is the thing.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Right, this is one day ago from CNN. The World Health Organization on Monday cautioned against complacency in the rapidly escalating monkeypox outbreak, saying there is no guarantee it will continue to spread within specific communities.
Ah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Cases have so far been concentrated primarily among gay and bisexual communities. But the UN agency said that the group's early detection could be a harbinger of a wider outbreak.
Ah.
The WHO, World Health Organization, activated its highest alert level for the escalating outbreak on Saturday, declaring the virus a public health emergency, blah, blah, blah. Let's see, rather early detection. At the moment, cases continue to be reported among men who have sex with men for the most part. But we should not expect that to remain as such.
Okay.
There it is.
All right. How did Paul Sorvino get it?
That's not too soon for that.
Is it? Okay.
Okay, too soon. And James that's in Con? My news. All right. Let me see. It's not uncommon for a virus outbreak to start in one particular group or setting before spreading more widely in the general population. This really might be the canary in the coal mine that's alerting. No, sometimes I have to edit myself.
Yes.
Stop it.
Right. This is a fact segment, Mike, not an opinion segment.
Let's see. So I don't see any reason other than it just happened to start in that community and perhaps it's spreading because people have it in that community.
It sounds to me that it may have started, or that community could have been an early hotbed, but now nobody's safe. It's spreading everywhere.
Who's that PTL guy? What's his name?
Ernest Angley?
Not Ernest Angley, for Christ's sake. The guy.
Jim Baker?
Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson. Is he still alive?
I believe so, but he was the 700 Club, wasn't he? Yeah, because if you donated $700, you got to be in the club.
Well, he'll say something about it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because they always do.
Yeah.
They always.
Do you think Baby Billy will comment on it?
I just think that if you want to avoid the pox, you stay away from the...
Men who have sex with men are currently deemed at high risk of infection, with around 99% of cases reported outside of Africa this year among men, and 98% among men who have sex with men. So it is in the gay community.
Yeah. But that's however, not to say it won't spread further.
Exactly. Well,
the WHO and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have emphasized that anyone can catch monkeypox, regardless of sexual orientation. But it seems to be there in the gay community.
Well, all I know is when I go home, I'm going to check all of my linens for scabs.
Yeah, make sure there are no scabs.
You don't want that.
You never know. I mean, especially with your depleted condition, you have to be careful.
I do have to be careful. Things. This would take me out in a second.
More vaccine data is needed, they say this, and we don't have full information on how effective and how efficacious these vaccines are against monkeypox. We need to be able to be confident that the countermeasures that are available and potentially accessible are scared. Where did the world go wrong? What the hell is wrong
and
with the world right now?
Think of this. Right now, monkeypox is still only the number two problem in the health community. Because COVID is still changing.
The WHO, let me just finish this. The WHO is not recommending mass vaccination at this time. And the U.S. is currently reserving the vaccines in its stockpile for people who have confirmed or presumed monkeypox exposures.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask that. So it still really doesn't answer the question.
No, there's a lot of vagaries.
Why it would be 98% of gay men that are getting this, outside. Because, I mean, it's if it's skin to skin.
Yeah.
You know.
Talking.
I have a lot of questions, many of which I can't have answered here. Probably couldn't even be asked without wondering. You know,
I'm just glad that you're in a different
room. Is it because of that kind of sex that perhaps, propagates this?
Any
Pony,
fluid.
Have you found anything else while you've been digging on this?
Yes, it's absolutely the general lack of protection used in those communities on average. It's the same
Where did you read that?
I'm reading that from...
You mean the fact that they have gay sex and don't wear a condom?
At least more often than heterosexual couples.
That was that true?
Reason, that was the reason that
that's how you
AIDS
send your letters
so
to Matthew Bloom.
That's B-L-U-H-M. Bloom. Bloom.
Call me naive, but I would think that in that community, perhaps you would get greater protection.
I would think because that was
based on the day I grew up in the '80s.
Yeah.
Kids, with that, it's just weird. It's weird, and it's there, and we have to be aware of it. But
yes.
I guess. Right now, nobody's going to care. They're going to care about the Mega Millions. They're not going to care about anything else.
That's
they're
going to
care about $830 million. All right, I'm going to make this pledge right now.
Okay.
If I win the Mega Millions,
Mike,
and
when,
I don't know, is
when
it tonight?
You win. Yeah, the drawing is tonight, yes.
Oh, we got to get her out here. Carla, go out and get the tickets.
You faded there. You started really strong, and then you faded.
I didn't want to really scream for her.
She'd come in. Have you fallen again?
All right. If I win,
yes,
I will eat a monkey.
Raw?
No, cooked.
Okay,
I will eat monkey meat.
Monkey
I will
meat.
Not do. You know,
okay,
in certain cultures, you know, they used to eat monkey brains on a live monkey. Did you know that?
That's actually a line in the movie Clue. Yeah.
Explain.
That in the movie Clue, they serve monkey brains at dinner, and that's how they discover it's Mrs. Peacock. They said monkey brains are not common in, they're common in Cantonese cuisine, but not in the United States of America. And her husband was an ambassador, I believe. I might have gotten the country wrong.
I believe it may be an Asian thing where they do that. It's kind of now. I mean, live dispatching. We watched that too last night. We watched my son and I watched a bakery. I know I'm all over the place. Bear with me.
Hold it.
We watched a Korean bakery from start to finish, from
with
making
your son?
The dough with my son and Michael. Come here.
Michael, buy lottery tickets. Get it on your bike and go buy lottery tickets.
Oh, my God. It was so cool. It was so cool. All right. Step right in here into the camera so people can see you. So I'm telling Rob what we watched last night.
Hey, buddy.
What did we watch them make last night on YouTube? What did we watch? Remember?
Japanese.
I think it was Korean. I think it was a Korean donut.
No,
was it Japanese?
Yeah,
Japanese. Can you lean into the microphone and talk, please? So what did they do? Tell Rob what they did.
They
made the dough.
They made the dough.
Yeah.
They cut it up.
Right.
They dipped it. And it was really fancy donuts.
Look at him.
It was really fancy donuts.
Like what were some of the donuts?
My favorite was the chocolate one because they would dip it in chocolate, the whole thing surrounded in chocolate.
Very cool.
And then they would put these little chocolate bits on it, and then they would have this little piece of 24 karat gold. On the top.
And then how about the donuts where they dipped it in Lucky Charms? Wasn't that cool?
That would be kind of
nice. Okay. See you later. Thank you very much. All right. You're in your video game mode.
You know, when I was in college, it's not as good as the 24 karat gold, but I did used to hang out at the Krispy Kreme place and watch them make those.
May I ask you a question that was from yesterday's show regarding So Oscar told me to go on my phone and change my settings to only get text messages from people I know.
Mm-hmm.
I am still getting texts. If you paid vehicle registration fees in 2021, you're being sent back $4,930. All right, this is an obvious scam.
Yeah.
I am still, even with
Oscar said that even with that filter, they will still defeat it, but you'll get less.
Jeez, what a crock. I wish monkeypox on all of their butts.
If you say, dear person with cell phone, if you have monkeypox, you're entitled to a refund. Please give this number. That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what we accomplished here, but I think we found out a little bit more about Monkey Pops, which are pops, not pops.
Mike, and those are delicious. If
great
you ever
cereal.
Make pops. Monkey Pops, yeah. Monkey and also pops. They have them at Starbucks. They're on a little stick.
Can I get you a Monkey Pop?
Want more? Make sure you check out The Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Michael Mara Radio Entertainment.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.